Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan Podcast. This is podcast number 209, Why You Need 10 Servings of Fruits and Vegetables for a Longer Life. Most people only get 2 or 3 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. The U.S. government recommends 5 to 9 servings daily. Could the real number be higher? In this podcast, I'm going to share with you the latest research as to why you need at least 10 servings of fruits and vegetables daily for a long and healthy life. So let's jump into it. The 10 serving study, as I want to call it. It's not really what it's called, but that's what I'm going to call it. To find out exactly how many servings of fruits and vegetables you need each day, researchers from the Imperial College London combed through the data from 95 studies involving 2,123,415 people. So definitely a huge study, more than 2 million people. Their findings were recently shared in a publication in a medical journal. Now, in doing studies like this, can be very challenging. To make the results as accurate as possible, these researchers factored in everyone's weight, quality of their diet, smoking status, how much they exercised, etc. Now, of course, they couldn't account for each and every variable. No study can. However, this study does give us good insight about what 10 servings of fruits and vegetables daily might do for you. So let's now move to the results of the 10 serving study. So there were 6 main findings from this study of more than 2 million people. Here they are. Number one, the more servings of fruits and vegetables you eat daily, the lower your risk of disease and an early death. Okay, so that's good to know. The more you eat, the healthier you are, at least of fruits and vegetables. Number two, maximum benefit comes from 10 or more servings of fruits and vegetables daily. So the more you eat, you continue to get more benefit, and it seems to plateau at about 10 servings daily. Number three, people eating at least 10 servings of fruits and vegetables enjoyed, here you go, 28% less cardiovascular disease, 33% less strokes, 13% less cancer, and they lived 31% longer when compared to those eating the least amount of fruits and vegetables. Number four, the fruits which offered the most benefit included apples, pears, and citrus fruits. Surprisingly, berries didn't quite make the cutoff in the study, but certainly other studies have validated the fact that berries are very healthy. So taking this study, looking at many other studies, probably the healthiest of the healthy fruit, apples, pears come up in study after study. Citrus fruits come up in study after study, and berries. I think with these fruits, you can't go wrong. Number five, the vegetables offering the most benefit included leafy greens, no surprise there, leafy greens are high on everybody's list, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, carrots, peppers, green beans, and spinach. No argument there. Every study you look at, the more of that stuff you can eat, the much healthier you'll be. Number six, 8 million people die needlessly each year because they're not getting enough fruit and vegetables. And so that's a major way that many deaths could be prevented. So you may be wondering, what is a serving size? If I've got to get to 10, what's a serving size? When it comes to fruit, one whole fruit or one cup of fruit counts as a serving size. For vegetables, one cup of raw or one cup of cooked vegetables, that also counts as one serving. For leafy greens, so whether that's spinach, romaine, iceberg, kale, whatever it may be, 2 cups count as one serving size. Why are fruits and vegetables so protective? As my podcast listeners know, fruits and vegetables provide so much disease protection on so many different levels. For example, they lower your cholesterol, they lower your blood pressure, they protect against weight gain, they protect against diabetes, they boost your immune system, they also protect your DNA so that cancers don't form. And I could just go on and on from here, but basically, almost every bodily function is significantly improved with the more fruits and vegetables that you eat. So how do we get there? And so While 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables might seem like an insurmountable task for many people, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't get that many vegetables in. At least that's what I often hear when I meet with patients. It's actually very doable. Personally, I now average somewhere around 15 servings a day, of which about 12 are vegetables, 3 are fruit. But you know what? It wasn't always this way for me. Prior to my health turnaround a few years back, I was lucky to eat 4 servings daily of fruits and vegetables. By replacing processed and sugary foods with fruits and vegetables, the extra weight I was carrying just melted away, and one by one, my medical problems just gradually went away. The key is to make fruits and vegetables the main thing on your plate with every meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The main thing on your plate should be fruits or vegetables. And of the fruits and vegetables, much more on the vegetable side than on the fruit side. For most of my patients, it's not a problem to eat fruit. Everybody likes fruit, but vegetables is where most people fall short. And you have to get started going, especially with your vegetables, starting with breakfast. Otherwise, you'll never make it to 10 servings a day. For most of my patients, a daily morning smoothie helps them to get started on the 10 servings, putting in spinach, putting in all sorts of yummy vegetables into their green drinks in the morning. And one thing to remember is that you may need to build up to getting to 10 servings daily. Take it slowly. If you're not used to eating so much fiber, you may need to give your body time to adjust. Also, don't be afraid about adding in frozen fruits and vegetables. Depending on the time of the year, frozen can actually be healthier, as fruits and vegetables are frozen when they are at their peak nutritional value. So as soon as they pick them, then they quickly freeze them. And these might actually be healthier than stuff that's been sitting around in the grocery store for a week or two. Personally, I love frozen berries, either plain or in a smoothie. And if I'm running short on time, I'll often add some healthy curry sauce to frozen vegetables. Some of the blog readers ask me, where do you get your curry? I really like the spinach or lentil curry that they sell through Whole Foods, and I'll just put a little bit of that on some frozen vegetables, heat it up, boom. You've got a meal in very quick amount of time, and it's very quick and easy to eat. I'll often just throw in a big bag of frozen vegetables into my computer bag when I go into the hospital in the morning. That way I know that wherever I am, what's going on, at least I can get in my vegetables while I'm at the hospital to give me all the energy and focus and everything else I need to stay healthy and strong and do well in my job as a cardiologist. The possibilities are literally endless. So what is the take-home message here? Well, the main takeaway from this study is that most people need to significantly increase their fruit and vegetable intake in order to stay healthy and live a longer life. And of the two, vegetables is really, really where most people need to focus. Based on the results of the study, it looks like the new daily target is 10 servings daily. So my question to you is, how close are you to the 10 daily serving target? I'd love to hear from you. Please leave me your thoughts, questions, any comments that you may have. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Both of those sites will take you to the same place. Find blog number 209, Why You Need 10 Servings of Fruits and Vegetables for a Longer Life. Scroll down to the bottom, post your comments, post your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them all within 24 hours. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you're not yet a weekly subscriber to my free weekly newsletter, hey, now would be a great time to do it. There's great stuff there, stuff that you won't find in this podcast or any other place. So until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.